Hello, it's Gary. May I help you?
Hi, Gary. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Tina, how are you?
I'm good. Pretty good for a Monday, right?
Yeah, for a Monday, right? Yeah.
Exactly.
So Tina, here's the, I love your guys' services and so forth, all right? And, but you guys did a beautiful job on the ADU and everything, but the, you know, the interest rates of that market in that area, in our area, just died. So I stopped the advising. Now, I do major home renovations.
Okay.
And I build new homes for people, more in the $4 to $6 million price range. And I'm working also with house.com as well. But what I don't want to do is two telephone numbers and two systems. So I do have a social media marketing director I had for 10 years that's been on my staff. And so what I was looking at doing is, look, I want to keep my website. I spent $30,000 to $40,000 on this website.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, but that was a few years ago. Today, you get it for nothing, practically. But back then, it didn't, you know, all be done on WordPress. So anyway, the website's beautiful, and I don't want another telephone number. So when I was asking I had a meeting with my social marketing director this morning. I said, look, why can't we work with Local Splash? They got a beautiful system already, mm-hmm. and I'm already paying for it in place. Now, do I need to add another package or something? But why can't I just have those people sent to our website? You don't do any maintenance or anything, but those leads, when we first did it, mm-hmm. Regina set it up, and she added my ADU and my renovation business at, you know, at the same time. She did both, and I had her take it out. Because I just wanted the website on the ADU, because your website's REI ADU. My website's REI Homes and ADU.com.
Okay.
And now,
let me pull them.
Yeah.
REI Homes and ADU.com?
Yeah, that's my website right now. Not through you. It's my website.
Yeah, that's the one that you spent a lot of money on, right?
Yeah, I spent a fortune on, and it's managed by people that's been with me for 10 years.
Okay.
And so what I wanted to do is use our telephone number and maybe take your website and make it as a page on my website or link on my website for ADUs. But my purpose is this. I want to market more towards building new homes, custom homes for people, doing renovations, room additions, backyard transformations, you know. Those are the mm-hmm. hot items right now for my company. I mean, I just got a $600,000 renovation job.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I thought, I don't want five telephone numbers, you know, and yeah. I thought, if I can use the same telephone number, and I don't know how to put it all together and sync you guys all together. That's what I'm trying to get at. Not to cost me another $200 a month, I don't care. I just want it all synchronized.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to keep my REI ADU. I still get calls off that because I still want to build ADUs. But I want to add to it my website so I can start getting business.
Right.
If that makes sense.
I'm just looking at your site and the one that we built because with Google, having listings set up under you know, different content would conflict. But what I see on your site is you're using the 925-451-1619, which is excellent because the one we're using is 925-248-4454, which is a tracking number. So even though our tracking number still forwards over to your number, as long as you still promote the 925-451-1619 on the other site, it's not going to conflict and throw a red flag with Google, okay? Now, my second question to you would be, because we can do the same package for $199 monthly, and we can definitely put the keywords in for new homes, renovations, backyard transformations, remodels, all of that high-end work that, you know, are big money makers for you. But we'd have to use a different address as the Torini Circle, unless does the REI Homes and ADU Inc. already have a verified Google listing that other marketing person had set up for you in Danville?
No,
or
so.
Okay, let me just look it up.
You're the only thing I'm doing Google with.
Okay, let me look. Let me see. Oh, yeah, you're right, because when I put in our REI homes and ADU, it just pulls up our Google listing, which is under REI ADUs. It doesn't have the other listing. So you know how Google has those little cars that used to drive around with the maps? They know if we use the same address that REI ADUs is already verified under that same address. So it would conflict as far as having a new business listing. One thing that you can do to get around that is, I don't know, is the Torini Circle, is that a residential address or is it a business address?
No, the 73 Torini Circle, it's a $4.8 million home I just sold.
Okay. Okay, good. Well, if you just sold it and it's not even published on the listing, right? Because it's a residential address, so it was hidden. So what we could do is we could use your new residential address to verify the new listing. And that one also would be hidden. So that way they're not under conflicting addresses or phone numbers. Cause, anytime there's a, duplicate with Google, it shows up a red flag and it would hurt the rankings. So, you might question, oh, why wouldn't we just add the keywords to the first listing? Well, that also would conflict because that's all heavy in the ADUs, right? So once somebody's searching for that on Google and they hit enter, Google sends out millions of web crawlers looking for the best match for what's being searched for. So now if there's keywords like new construction, backyard renovations, you know, remodels, kitchen remodel, bathroom remodel, home remodel, all of a sudden those web crawlers get confused and they're like, is this an ADU company or is this a re-? And they don't know. So now it hurts everything.
That's the problem. I'm both.
Right. That's why I would put your keywords more heavily in the ones that you're suggesting to me for this listing and use a different address and still use your actual phone number, which published on the site. And then we would use the ADU heavily keywords for the other site, which we already have going for you.
So Tina, let me slow down a minute. Let me tell you what I want.
Yes.
I understand what you're saying, you know, with the Google, the crawlers, and all of that.
Yes.
The point being is I don't want five telephone numbers for my business. I want to use your number that you use, not my personal cell phone. Okay? I want to use that number for people to call in for my new renovations, backyard transformations, you know, additions, all the things that I do. How do we do that? Do we set up a new... Do we have to set up a new telephone number and a new system? Because $200
is well, the 925-451-1619, is that your personal cell?
Yes, that's what's right.
Oh, that's already published on your website.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm looking at that. That's already published. So what I would recommend then is that we could get a new tracking number, and it's not going to affect you. When you say, oh, I don't want a million phone numbers, I just want to answer the one line, it would still redirect to your phone number. So it's not going to affect you. And I see on your website they're using this 878 El Cerro Boulevard, which is perfect. We can use that El Cerro Boulevard as long as you can receive the PIN code from Google at that address. We can use that to verify the listing. We can use this phone number to get a new call tracking number, and then we can put the keywords heavy in what you had described to me, and that way you're not having a million different phone numbers out there and a million different addresses, you know, but the key, you'd have just two different Google listings that are separate. One's more heavy in the ADU, and then one is more heavy in the new construction and the remodels, but also has a side note, hey, I also do ADU, right? But it's more heavy in the other keyword. You know what I mean?
Perfect.
You want to do it like that?
Would I end up with a brand new number then?
You would end up as a brand new number for the end user to call that would be on the Google listing and on the website, but it wouldn't affect you because it would still forward over to your number. You see what I mean?
That's fine.
Yeah. But here's what I want to ask you is, since you spent a lot of money setting up this site, do you have access to go in and put that new number on the site once we purchase it and get it set up to redirect?
I've got a whole staff that takes care of that site. I've been taking care
of it. Oh, good. Then you're good. Okay.
You
because sometimes
you never have
people
to bother,
say,
you don't have to bother with my site. They'll upgrade, they'll upgrade any page or add it. It's all WordPress. Yeah, I know WordPress is dated now, but it's all WordPress. Mm-hmm. So they know it inside and out. So if I got a new number, then see, I got a new QR code, right? Mm-hmm. And then I like when you click on REIADU and you click on price, it has a small little menu that asks you about square footage, you know, what kind of style do you like. I want to use that same questionnaire on my new site. Now, we can duplicate that and redesign it for ourselves, but I mean, I love that. But what I love about you guys is that your tracking system is beautiful. And
it
I got Visita, but Visita doesn't do, you know, Visita is okay. It's like a CRM system, but, you know, I can do emails through that, through MailChimp, and which I need to do. And I can, you know, I can do some email marketing and I can do some text marketing, which you guys don't do. So I want to keep Visita in there too. And somehow I want to integrate your system into my Visita. So if a call comes in, automatically can bridge over to Visita too, so we can do our emails, you know. But then my girl is doing all these social media posts on 7 different, you know, sites. Or if I get a new home,
that's why you don't need like the Facebook ads and the Google ads and all those extra bells and whistles that you had with us initially. Because initially I think you had like a $999 package monthly. You don't need that because you have a social media person, you know. So she's handling that. So we can just handle this portion, scale the package all the way back to that $199 month to month. And then, I have a question.
Let me finish, Tina, because, Tina, let me finish.
Go ahead.
Then you can ask, I'm so sorry.
Go for it.
Okay. So you're getting me excited. Okay. I love working with that. Okay. So look, when I also work with house.com because House is a digital magazine online and people go there when they see a kitchen design or, you know, or a master bedroom design or a veranda or a pergola. See, they go there. If you go onto my website, 73terrini.com, you can see that I'm one of the top serious, not bragging or boasting, designer contractors in the Bay Area. People love what I do. And I go to 73terrini.com, seriously.
Okay. Let me look.
Okay. 73terrini.com.
Okay.
T-U-R-R-I-N-I. Yeah. 73terrini.com.
Okay. It's pulling up. I see. Next home, $4,750,000. Oh, yeah. And it has some really nice pictures. There's
so
a video.
Think
presentation.
About this for a minute.
Yep.
What people search the internet for defined contractors for two reasons. One, design ideas and pricing, right? That's the two reasons. So if I'm posting on Pinterest and I got House going and I got my website posting and then I got Masha posting all of the social media sites, oh my God, I should be getting tons of leads, no? And then if I got, and then if you guys have the telephone numbers that we can direct all that traffic to, and then I get notified by text and email, and then I got a record, and then we have also our analytics for Google. That doesn't get any better than that, right?
Exactly, because you'll have the best of, usually I say both worlds, but you'll have like the best of three or four worlds all working together cohesively to help you get the best exposure out there. You know what I mean? Which is great.
Uh-huh.
That's, it seems like you have a really good marketing sense. A lot of the business owners that I talk to, I mean, they don't have that type of a marketing sense. So it's refreshing for me to talk to someone like you, you know? And the 73terrini.com, is that, Is that a site? I know that that's the home that you just sold that you used to verify the first business, but is that also a site that you're actively promoting through your house campaign?
Yes. I can,
okay,
I
cool.
Had some, see, I have another, okay. I have these people go in and they do these videos and all these photos, and then they then they build a website around it, see?
Yeah.
So I need to incorporate that in my marketing because you guys don't do that. You're not going to send out somebody to do a video with a drone, right? That's what they do. And
exactly, we don't do that.
So I have to have these different facets come together. And that's why I'm hoping you guys can do that for me because if we can put, see, I have the same thing. If you go on my website, Showcase of Homes, you'll see another home called 1637 Greenwood. Well, it has its own website and all the videos and everything. And I'm just not capitalizing on that. I'm not marketing that. And God, nobody knows who I am. And when I get a client, they love me. They love what we're doing because the quality is so good.
Yeah.
$6,000 renovation I'm doing right now. This guy put Fox Sports on the map. That's one of my clients.
Wow.
He loves my work. He raves about it, right? So
yeah,
I
that's amazing.
I have all these realtors that want to work with me and they give me renovation jobs too. So I got a whole market out there. So I'm not marketing this thing right. I've only got a little bit going on Google and I'm not, you know, and I got my referrals going, I got my realtors going, and I speak.
Yeah.
And I speak at different, I speak for the Board of Realtors. I'm invited at top real estate clubs this year because, you know, I make $2-4 million a year. And everybody wants to do that, right? So I want to be able to help other people too. So
they need to make new show for you for the Bay Area, like the Selling Sunset down in LA, but one for you up there in the Bay Area. You got to contact some producers and stuff. That would be awesome.
Yeah. You know, those guys are just selling real estate down there.
I want to see one like you with all the facets of all of the renovations and, you know, and the high-end finishes and everything that you're putting together. That would be amazing. Yeah. Maybe you need more of like an HGTV. You need an HGTV show.
Well, you know what? I can get that. I promise I can get that.
I bet you could.
Rebuilding the design, you know, I can get
that. And you're not shy.
No, I'm not.
Right?
I mentored this girl named Kathy Fecky.
Uh-huh.
And Kathy Fecky has over 70,000 followers.
No way.
And I mentored her. And she wrote a book, Retire Rich with Rentals. The first two chapters about is how she passed up her mentor. So cute. But anyway, I'm talking to Kathy is so good right now. She's got her own podcast. She's on all the news media. And I'm thinking about maybe having her mentor me since I started her out. You know, she'll probably try.
That's neat.
Wouldn't that be cute?
That's like a full circle moment. A full circle moment that they say, you know?
It'll
come back. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I love it. I just looked her up too. I found a lot of stuff on her. That's awesome. Let me do this, Gary. I want to set the new one up fresh and I want to have my technician call you to go through the client interview and the whole nine yards, just like you did initially with the ADUs.
Yes.
So
yes.
Just for internal purposes, so the accounts don't conflict, do you have another number that I can use just for the account? It's not going to be published or anything. Because if
no.
I try to – okay. So let me just
– I don't – I can use my wife's cell phone, but I mean, you know, what's –
Yeah, what's the wife's cell phone? Let's do that.
Okay, 925 520-5459.
520-5459, right?
Let me do this again. 925-520-5459.
5459. Okay. Let me pull that up. So that'll pull up like an empty account, and then I can plug all your information into it, which will be perfect because
everything will flow. So what I'm hearing now, make sure I got this right, Tina. So when we go online and we post something on Facebook, LinkedIn, Pinterest, you know, and House, we can use the number that you give us
Yes.
With the QR code, because people love the QR codes now. Okay. And then all of that will tie in. So when somebody calls me off of that,
you'll still get the tracking through our system.
Yes. And I'll be notified like I have, and I can go back there and pick up their name, their email, and everything, and they'll fill out that
exactly.
Nice little, that
exactly.
Questionnaire.
And it'll still forward to your 1619 number. It'll still go to that number. So all of that's not going to change. You'll just have a new account to track it from. So you'll have the other account and you'll have this account, but it'll all still be forwarded to the same number. So where do you want me to send the confirmation email? Because on the website, I see support@reihomesandadu.com. Would it be like Gary@reihomesandadu or?
Yeah, send it to me for now. Maybe we can change it later because Marsh is going to run all of this. I build homes, I'll forget, but I have a marketing.
Yeah.
No, I have a little bit of marketing background. In fact, I wrote an Amazon bestseller called 7 Fast Ways to Connect on LinkedIn. So I have a little bit of a background for you guys, but it's so old and dated now. Oh my God. If anybody buys that book, they're crazy. But anyway, it is so dated, but Lincoln was a gold mine for me at one time. It got took over. They did improve it, and then they got they worked with Salesforce, and I don't know. It got a little overboard for me.
I agree. It used to be better than it is now for sure, but it is a lot of in business is about networking, and it sounds like you really, specialize in that, which is great, and you learned that early on. So
I just want a brand. I want to get my brand out there. That's why I'm going in these magazines and working with Howells. And, I'm not an Angie's List guy. I mean, that's a contractor that's starving. What I want people to call me because, oh my God, I just bought this home for $2 million and I want to add another 2,000 square feet to it. Can you make it into a $4 million home? The answer is let me add it. Yes, of course. That's what I do.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, that's neat.
Yeah.
I saw on the Real Housewives of Orange County, there was that, who is it? Heather Dubry and then the doctor husband. They sold their house in Orange County for $55 million, but they didn't say like how much they purchased it for initially, but everybody was saying like that was an astronomical price for the property, but they were talking about like how much like they put into it over the years too, like renovation and finish wise, and
that show is a sex show. I watched that one, the two brothers. It's all about sex. Oh my God. They get these
drama.
They get girls with big boobs out there and then, and then they sell these $20 million homes. I know it is. I'm just old fat. I'm 78 years old. I don't have this woke crap. But
I like watching it because I like to see if I can recognize, like when they go out to eat at Las Brisas down there in Laguna, I'll be like, oh, there's Las Brisas in Laguna. I like to kind of recognize the little places that they eat because we're in Orange County but other than that, I always know because there's always like fights and cat fights and all this arguing
exactly.
And all that. And then I'm
all
like,
drama.
I think
it's
all scripted.
I think they script it
because no one's going to watch it if they're all just go out and they're all having fun, right? So now they're just
it's all drama. It's the funniest story. I used to watch all of it, And then that poor girl, the big blonde, with the big boobs, she ended up on The Masked Singer.
She did?
Yes.
Oh, I
didn't. On the Masked Singer.
Oh, I
so
didn't
funny.
Know that.
Online, everybody hates her. Because she's a backstabber, right? Everybody hates her. They just make her out to be the worst. And she just had a baby. And, of course, she married this multi-millionaire, right?
Yeah.
And the truth of it is, when she was on The Masked Singer, she was the most humble, nicest person you ever want to meet. Totally
really?
Different than the way they – yes! Than the way they – I told my wife, Louise, I said, look at this, honey. She's a nice girl.
They make her out to be something that she's not, and then it affects her. It affects her.
No.
That's terrible.
So, Gina, you really think I got a shot at doing a show, huh?
I think so, yeah, because you're not shy. You're a public speaker, and you have all of the stuff that people want to watch, you know. Maybe you and what's your marketing girl's name, Meshi, maybe they're going to have to start some drama between you and her or something. Or
Masha is very, very pretty. She's a very pretty lady. She lives in Serbia.
Does she?
She's been with me for 10 years. And I watched her kids grow up.
Did you?
It's that kind
neat.
Of relationship. She's very modest, but she is a very pretty, naturally pretty lady without makeup and all that crap. And she's just a homebody mother who loves, and she won't work for anybody else. I told her, Monster, you need to make more money anyplace else. Why do you work for me? She says, no, I only want to work for you. And she does it with that European. I only want to work. I said, okay, honey. You know?
What a sweet girl.
I brought her there on vacations. I do things like that for her.
She's loyal.
I don't need her half the time, but now I need her.
Now you need her.
All right, Christina.
Okay. So let me take your credit card number and set the appointment, and then you'll be good to go. But I just want to make sure, now that you're saying send you an email, it's going to be the same as the tail end of the website, but just put Gary in front instead of support, right? Gary at REI Homes? Okay.
Right. Put Gary at REI, because I want to get the emails directly, and then I want people to go through and schedule a Q&A, you know, a free session with me, as opposed to getting on the phone with them, because I'm so busy. So I want to put them through the, you know, that first, okay? Because a lot of times, most 80% of the people call can't afford it. You know?
Yeah.
I want to go through, what is your budget?
Well, she already has that down. She has that schedule an appointment with Gary on the site, which is good. So this is just going to start promoting the site actively on Google, because like you say, if you don't have a Google listing for this site, so it's kind of like a beautiful billboard that you've invested a lot of money in, but it's stuck out in the desert where nobody can find it, right? So we're going to help get it front and center on Google, where it starts getting some action, you know, and that's where it's going to start really helping you, you know. So what I'll do is I'll go through the voice verification recording with you and create the appointment for my technician to call you. That's about a 20, maybe 30-minute appointment just to go over the keywords and get the account set up. So did you want to use a debit or a credit card? What works best?
Well, you already got my card on file.
Yeah, I have to enter it again only because we're VeriSign secured. So the other account, it just shows the last four digits. It doesn't show the entire account number. So just let me assign this package, and then I'm going to go back and I'm going to put the card number fresh.
I got to get out of here for an appointment. Okay.
I know. You're a busy man. It's amazing how you're.
I know, but I don't want to lose
my time. That's what I love about business owners. You guys are the best multitaskers. It's awesome.
Are you kidding?
Some are better than others.
I'm going to give you a debit card.
Okay. I'm ready whenever you are.
All right, here. And this is going to go on my big corporate card because I get points back. Okay, here you go. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, I've got to do this fast. Okay. 4246.
Okay.
3152.
Got it.
6341. 6271. Oh, is that the right one? Believe me, that might not be the right one. Hold on.
If it's not, it's not a problem to erase it and put a different one in. You just tell me.
Oh, no. I want the big one. Here, let me give you another one. This is the big one.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll take this one out. Go ahead.
4246.
Okay.
3153.
Uh-huh.
4408-6358.
Okay.
And it's good through September 27. And the code in the back is 721.
And the billing address associated with this card, please?
878 Alcero Boulevard, Danville, California.
Perfect. That works. Okay.
Right,
so
yeah, gotta go.
Now, real quick for the appointment, what time do you want them to call you? Morning or afternoon? Or you want me to just send you, pick one and send
I'm a morning guy. In the afternoon, I sleep. I'm a morning guy.
Okay, you want me Do you want me to create it for tomorrow morning then, since you're on the run? Will you be available? Maybe like 9, 10? We could call you as early as 7. I don't know. You want an 8, a 7, or an 8?
I can do 7. I mean, I can do like, okay. I could do like 8 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, we're going to book out between 8 and 9, and that is just in case my technician calls.
No, not between 8 and 9, because 9, I've got an appointment I'm showing.
Well, I just say between 8 and 9 because some people, if they don't get a call at, 8:01, they call me and they're upset. So if they call you at like 8:10, don't worry. They're going to call you sometime within that window. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So I'm blocking out that hour, but they're not going to wait.
Do 7:30. Do 7:30 to 8:30.
Okay, I can do the 7 to 8 window, but tell them to call you closer to 7:30 if possible. That would probably work better. I'll do 7 to 8, and then because they only book on hour slots, so I'll do that. And then real quickly, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
REI Homes and ADU, Inc.
Thank
REI
you.
Homes
and please.
And ADU, Inc., INC.
Perfect. Thank you. And please state your name and title with the company.
Okay, Gary Masseri, M-A-S-S-A-R-I, and I am the CEO of the company.
Perfect. And you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, right?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, I do, of course.
Thank you. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? Thank you.
Yes.
So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, September 11th, in the non-refundable amount of just $199. When your term is complete, your agreement automatically renews each month, as you know, Gary, on the 11th, in the amount of $199. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges of your next month of service, just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yep. And you also agree to work with Masha to help me get this all set up.
Oh, good. I'll put her on here as an authorized user. That way, if they need her for anything, she can call in and she'll have access to the account, okay?
Yep. I got to go, though. You got it.
Okay. They'll call you tomorrow around 7:30. Have a great day.
Okay. Hey, send me your email.
Take care now. You got it. You're going to get a couple of emails, and they're going to have you acknowledge the terms and conditions. You'll get that in a text in a couple of moments, but you can take care of that tomorrow when they call you, okay?
Okay. Bye-bye, Gina.
Okay. Take care, Gary. Nice talking to you. Bye-bye.